Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Rena is in the house like every single guest on this radio station. She is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. So we've decided to open the show. We're going to keep it going for a little bit with you, too. Tell us something fun that you've done in the last month. Correct and incorrect answers allowed. We'll give you a little bit of time to think of it. Dave Harrigan, last month, something fun. We just ran out a ton of really good texts from people, and I really appreciate that. Dave, last month or so, something fun you have done.
Nothing.
Nothing. He's being serious. He sat here, not one and two breaks, and thought and thought and thought.
I don't think I've gone out to eat. I haven't gone to a show. Haven't gone on a date or anything like that with the wife.
Yep.
I mean, there's been moments that have been fun, certainly. But no, nothing. Nothing.
Man about town. Music, suburbs, First Ave, Tyler Childress, U.S. Bank, and then a couple places I've ate at recently where I've been before and I love it. First, Pink Ivy, downtown Hopkins. My buddy, Michael Shaughnessy, is the owner. Known Michael for a long time. Just a tremendous restaurant in such an underrated restaurant town that Hopkins is. But Pink Ivy, to me, leads the group, and there are other good restaurants. Just a great look at American food presented. I mean, the presentation is a 10. And food items that are fairly known, but just presented in different ways. And they got a great bar, and they got all sorts of tables. They got the outside situation.
We're very happy for you.
And
I had leftover ham last night.
Sponsored by Pink Ivy.
Yeah, no, I mean, if it stunk, I'd say it stunk. And then last night, I was there with Michelle. We had just a great time. And then last night with Quentin and Hunter, child 1 and 3, went to High High. This is Christina Wynn's place in northeast Minneapolis. She also has Ola Arepa, which I absolutely love. It's Southeast Asian food. They have great cocktails. We are outside. It is just fun. And the food is great. It's just a reminder this restaurant scene has improved greatly. But also, a bunch of good walks when the weather's been nice. And even last night, Rena, we're driving home out west. Hunter lives in St. Paul, FQ. And we're driving west 8 o'clock or so. And the sunset was just spectacular. Just hues of purple. It was just great. So,
are you feeling okay?
I know. Yes. Yes. I'm filled with something. I don't know. Vodka, potentially.
Yeah.
You know? All right.
Love and joy.
Yes, exactly, which I always carry. There's never any cynicism with me at all. None. Zero zilch. Okay. Farina Sargentopoulos, buckle up. Tell us some of the fun you've had the last month.
Well, just yesterday I had fun. I know work shouldn't count as fun, but
yes,
my job is often fun. So I got to go to a cattle farm yesterday, and I learned so much. And the cows are so stinking cute. They look like they're just like little stuffed animals with their little leather-looking cute little noses. And I learned a lot, and I met some really nice people, and I got a beef stick out of it all. And
Oh, okay, Dave.
So you got to pet the cows, look at their cute little noses, and then eat one of their friends?
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going. Saying, hey.
What friends? Know where your food comes from.
Hey, Bessie. Let's just go with the Bessie. I think that's the obvious one. Bessie, good luck to you, because it's a short road.
See you at Manny's.
In fact, yeah. Okay, when you went out there, were you Rena Cowgirl? Did you have the cowboy hat on? Did you have cowboy boots?
No, I did wear boots because I knew I was going to be walking in a farm field filled with cow patties. But no, I did not wear a cowboy hat. I did not try to pretend to be something I am not. But, you know, when you sit in a cubicle all day, you don't have the chance to get out and meet new people and do things like that. And so I was just, and it was a gorgeous day and the clouds were all poofy, woofy, like the Simpsons. And it was just very, it was enjoyable.
Dave Harrigan.
Thousand Hills Beef Farm.
What's it called again?
Thousand Hills Beef Farm. They do things in a very different way, and they're making a difference, and I give them a shout-out, not sponsored.
Absolutely. Okay, Dave, yes or no, let's both guess here, yes or no, has Rena Sargentopoulos ever worn a cowboy hat? Yes or no, ever worn a cowboy hat? What's your answer?
Yes.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to be a no that Rena has never, one time in her life, worn a cowboy hat.
I think at least, you know, she's been in a Western-style store. You put one on just to take a look in the mirror, take a photo. Yes, she has.
I'm very confident in no. Rena, the answer is?
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Don't be sorry.
Breaking my heart. What's the circumstance? You're kidnapped or?
No, I have always been a country music fan, and I'm sure at some point in my early 20s when you don't make great decisions, I donned some cowboy boots and a cowboy hat and went line dancing somewhere. Maybe.
Oh, line dancing.
Yeah.
Do you still line dance?
I don't do anything.
If we had a show party, okay, invited everybody who's tied to this station, tangentially or not, you obviously would say no, but then you unfortunately ran into us and we had set up line dancing. Would you join the line or would you just keep walking?
How many cocktails are involved?
Seven.
Yes.
I think, Dave, I figured if it was five, she's going to keep walking.
I think if there's seven, walking. You better watch out if you're in the line next to her because you might be going down.
No walking. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Dave Harrigan, last one before we take the break and get to my stupidity on Sunday. Does Rena Sargentopoulos still own cowboy boots?
No.
Yes. I'm going to go yes. Correct answer is?
Yes.
Wow.
Have you worn them recently?
No.
No.
I think a couple of summers ago, I wore them for some horse event that I had to go to.
Sounds like you really loved it.
Right?
Yeah, it sounds like.
Fond memories.
Yes, very fond memories. Okay, my indefensible foolishness Sunday night is the next topic. Rena is with us. Check her out on Care 11. I want to talk Stretch Lab. I am not foolish. In fact, I was not foolish yesterday. When I rushed out of here, I was at the Plymouth location. I had Isaac. Isaac is great. And I've talked about a little bit this right side thing I've had going from a cough. And Isaac, one of the many trained specialists at one of the 11 metro area Stretch Lab locations, absolutely helped me out. Felt better after I left, felt better today. Stretch Lab, whether you're a 59-year-old hanging on like I am, whether you're a 40-year-old like Dave, whether you're Quentin, my son, 24-year-old with some significant health issues, an 18-year-old high school kid who's really fit but wants to lead their best life, a runner who doesn't want to have the issues, a golfer like myself would like to get that driver a little bit further. They'll work with everybody. Again, because you're listening to this spot on this station with me, half off your first visit. I've been going for 6 years. There's zero chance I'm slowing down. That's how much I believe in it. Check it out right now, stretchlab.com. We didn't identify the music theme after we went with the year of Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
Yeah. What do we got? What's our theme?
Today, if you heard, maybe I know Jordana was talking about it. It's been the CBS News. 20 years ago today, the very first video was uploaded onto YouTube.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So we have some of the very most popular songs that have been huge, huge splashes on the YouTubes.
I like the YouTube. I'm more of an Instagram person, but I thoroughly enjoy and definitely head down the rabbit hole of YouTube for amusement. Rena, for chuckles or for information or helping your life, Is YouTube an asset for you?
I sadly don't ever think to go to YouTube. I mean, if I search something and YouTube comes up, I will watch it, but I never go to YouTube as like, hey, I'm going to go entertain myself for a little bit. Like, it's just not something that would ever occur to me.
Instagram?
I just don't do a whole lot of social media, yeah. But if I was going to pick one, it would probably be Instagram.
Are you on the TikTok?
No.
It's very funny. I thoroughly enjoy it. Okay, so Sunday, out and about, later in the day, with Michelle, and she's got to head to her house, eventually come to my place, and I'd mentioned the gas early in the day, saying, we got to get gas. We were driving around, we were doing things, and so I'm headed home, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get gas now, and I'm talking to Jim Peterson, who's coming up just now, and I'm talking to Jim Peterson, and all of a sudden he says, hang on a second. And I hear this voice in the background, and he runs into who? Adam Sandler. Literally, Jim Pete and his great wife, Tika, run in because he's out there for the Wolves series. Adam Sandler. And I'm like, I can hear him saying Adam. And then Adam Sandler remembers Jim somehow, and they're chatting. And as I'm getting off the exit, not too far from you, like a total fool, I run out of gas. Like a total indefensible fool, because right there on the car it will say, hey, you got this many miles. Then when the miles goes away, you know you're in deeper trouble. Then the light is on, and I run out of gas. I'm on 394. I'm able, thankfully, to ease my way up Louisiana. You know where the gas station is there, the car wash is there, it's not too far from Halston Entertainment, and it is now, by the way, pouring outside.
Oh, no.
Pouring outside. So I'm really, really excited about this. And so I'm just about to get out, and here comes an officer. I'm thinking, all right, officer comes up, super professional, super nice. He's like, yep, happens, whatever. How about I'll drive you down here to the gas station? Sure. He has to check me to make sure I don't have weapons. I totally get it. First time I'm in back of a police car for a while. since you and I were arrested a couple weeks ago, but that's a separate story.
Yeah.
And I go down there, I buy a 2 gallon, you know, to fill it up. I fill it up. And then the way my car works, I could not get that stupid thing to fit in.
Oh, no.
My car. Could not. Meanwhile, it's pouring out. So the officer comes up and sees me and is chuckling and goes, I'll help. He couldn't get it to fit in either. It was like malfunctioning. And he's like, I've got to go. I'd love to give you another ride, but I have to go. So then I'm walking down. It's pouring rain. It's sideways. And I'm just so mad at myself for what a dope I am. I go back. The guy's like, hey, what are you doing here? I go, well, this didn't work. I get another one. And at first, this isn't going to work. And then he's such a nice guy, the officer. He had another officer come and just make sure my car doesn't get hit.
Oh.
And then the second officer comes up and goes, I can't make this to work either. And finally, we jam it in there a little bit, which is always good to just jam it in there.
Always.
Yeah. With gas, some of it going in the tank and some of it going on the ground. And the officer and I both laughing at how inept we are at this point. So then basically on a little bit of fumes, I was able to coast down to the gas station and actually get gas in my car. So this is the dope that you talk to occasionally every Wednesday. That's what I was doing Wednesday night, or not Wednesday night, Sunday night on Easter, getting poured on while I didn't pay attention and ran out of gas. So,
aww. Chad, don't be so hard on yourself. I've known you were a dope for a long time. This story doesn't change anything for me.
Thank you. Dave?
But it's a fun story to remember.
Yeah. Not when it was happening. That's what I told Dave. What did I say, Dave? I go, it's fun to tell it. It wasn't as fun to live it.
Yeah. No, you're an absolute clown.
Yeah, I was. Total.
Completely indefensible. The car's dinging at you. Hey, fill me up.
Yeah. It literally should have been able to grab my throat and say, what are you doing?
There's a lot of
these gas stations. Fill up. No, I was going to be independent. How'd that work out? All right, enjoy your day. Put your cowboy hat on later on, and we'll talk next week.
Yeehaw. Bye.
Bye. Jim Peterson, who is part of the conversation, Jim Pete and the Wolves, is next on CCO.